It's time for Posey County Radio News on this Wednesday, November 26th. The Mount Vernon Police Department says it is increasing holiday patrols to promote safe roads. As Hoosiers prepare for holiday celebrations, the Mount Vernon Police Department is partnering with the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute to keep roads safe and prevent traffic fatalities as part of an annual Safe Family Travel campaign supported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Running today through the end of December, the campaign focuses on impaired driving, aggressive driving, and seatbelt violations. During this time, officers will work overtime conducting sobriety checkpoints and saturation patrols to deter unsafe driving and encourage seatbelt usage. According to the NHTSA, alcohol impairment driving remains one of the leading causes of fatal crashes, especially during the holiday seasons. The 2025 Posey County Christmas Assistance Program is once again available this year for those who need help with the holidays. The program is open to Posey County residents age 18 and under. If you missed the earlier deadline, the Black Township Trustee's Office says you can still contact them to get signed up. Their office is available via telephone by calling 812-838-3851. Christmas in Poseyville is coming up this weekend, and activities will take place from 4 until 8 on Saturday at the Community Center at 60 North Church Street in Poseyville. Activities taking place include the tree lighting that will take place at 5:30, visits with Santa Claus will be taking place from 4 until 8, and Santa's reindeer will be on site from 6 until 8 as well. Eric Kester has been selected as the new Posey County Commissioner for District 1. He was chosen during a Republican caucus on Tuesday, November 18th, to replace Commissioner Brian Shore, who is resigning November 30th due to ongoing medical issues. Kester will be sworn in on December 1st at a commissioner's meeting and will serve the remaining three-year term from Shore's. Taking a look at high school sports from last night, the North Posey Vikings basketball teams both took on Central, with the boys opening their season at home and the girls on the road. The North Posey boys fell to Central with a final score of 48-38. That game was tied 21-21 at halftime, and North Posey trailed by 1 point starting the fourth quarter before the Bears took over. The boys will be back in action next Tuesday on the road at Boonville. The Lady Vikings took home win number 4 of their season with a close 46-44 victory on the road last night. The game was tied at 21-21 at halftime before a third quarter lead gave them the advantage to close the game out and improve to 4-1 on their season. The Lady Vikings' next game will be next Wednesday at Boonville. The Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats began play of the Hamilton County Tournament last night, taking on Steelville, Illinois. Mount Vernon had a strong first and fourth quarter that led them to a 32-30 victory over the Warriors of Steelville, moving them to 2-3 on their season. Stella Hall put in the final shot with seconds left to claim the two-point victory for the Wildcats. The girls will be back in action on Friday, taking on Gallatin County at noon in the Hamilton County Tournament. The Mount Vernon Wildcats wrestling team brought home their first win of the season at home last night in their season opener match against Harrison. Final score in that match was 64-13 in favor of the Wildcats. Taking a look at today's high school sports, the Mount Vernon wrestling teams travel to McCracken County for the Beast Before the Feast tournament starting at 10 o'clock. And the Mount Vernon boys basketball team gets their season officially underway at home, hosting Vincennes Lincoln. The JV game will begin at 4 o'clock with varsity to follow at 5:30. You can listen to that game on 106.7 WMVI or stream it online at MountVernonRadio.com with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on the call. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County, and you can read and listen to the news anywhere, anytime, online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips to share, you can email news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Stick around, your weather forecast is coming up.